On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, You Can Be Loose. In this message, we discovered that the devil can cause a believer to be sick. But you can be loose from your sickness. As a believer, I want to give you three reasons why you can be loose. So open your Bibles to Luke 13, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on demons and angels. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the opened the door to Satan after she got saved. Or could it be the results of a generational sin? Could it be that her grandmama hated God? Her granddaddy hated God? Her mama hated God? Because see, the Bible says over in Exodus chapter 20, I believe 4 and 5, when they're dealing with the Ten Commandments, God says, I'm a jealous God. Visiting the iniquity upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hates me. See, not all our family members love the Lord. There's some folks out there that really hate God Almighty. They hate what God stand for. Could it be that the grandmama of somebody hated God, and as a result, it opened the door to a demon? And even though grandmama is dead, the demon ain't dead, and the demon looked for somebody else in that family to attach itself to. Oh, I don't know. I don't really know for sure. The text don't really tell us, do it, when the demon came in. It don't tell us whether the demon came in before she got saved or after she got saved, or was this the result of a generational sin. The text really don't tell us, but one thing the text do tell us is when that demon got there, that demon brought her real low. The demon brought her down. The demon had her bent out of shape and had brought her down. Somebody may ask the question, do the devil still work like that in Christians' lives today? Hey, the devil hadn't changed. The devil's strategy is still the same. Just like he worked on that lady and tried to get her bent out of shape and bringing her down, the devil's still trying to get you all bent out of shape. And trying to bring you down. Trying to bring you down. Trying to bring you down. Now I know this is messing with a lot of folks' theology this morning, because some of you think that once you got saved, the devil not gonna bother you. But you gotta remember, get your theology straight. See, Jesus saved you from your sin. He didn't save you from Satan. That's why you got to pray in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us of our sins that we have committed. And then you ask God to deliver us from what? From evil. You got to pray to God every day you get up. The devil is on your trail, and you got to pray, God, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. You the one that's got the, you the one that can keep the devil from getting me. Hello, I know I'm messing with somebody's theology, but stay with me this morning, because the devil is trying to mess with all our theology. What did I say in that first message? See, the way the devil tries to mess with you is to deceive you. Oh, right. And see, the problem with the body of Christ today is that many believers are deceived. See, we done moved to two extremes. There's one extreme that tells you anytime you get sick, oh, let's pray for you because we gotta get that demon out of your life. And so every sickness, behind every sickness, they say is a demon. And then there's the other camp in theology that basically says that there is no demon that attacks Christians. So on one hand, they see a demon behind every sickness, and this camp over here says the only reason we get sick is just because we just catch sickness. Both of them are wrong when you're at the extreme. There's a balance. It is true that we get sick sometime because we live in a fallen world. We live in a contaminated world. And every now and then, you get sick because somebody else is sick and you just catch what they got. We live in a fallen world. But then there are other times where we get sick not because somebody else got it. It's because there's a demon that put it on you. And that's what happened in this case here. And that's what is happening today, I believe, with a lot of sicknesses in the church. That demons done came in and they have attacked the body of Christ and we didn't know it. Oh, I don't know if y'all feeling me this morning. Let me see, can I help you this morning? I bought my little bad friend. My lit bad friend, we're going to look at my lit bad friend this morning like he's a demon. And sometimes what has happened to some believers, before you got saved, you open a door to some sin. And the devil came in and attacked himself to you. Oh, you didn't see it because he's invisible. It's a spirit came in. And that ever since you committed that sin, guess what's been happening to you though? You've been going what? You've been going down. You've been going down. You've been going down. All because of this evil spirit has attacked himself to you. Even though we got saved, after we got saved, we committed a sin. Tell the truth, somebody. See, a lot of times, we may have quit going to a club, but we didn't quit doing the same thing we were doing at the club. See, a lot of time, tell the truth, somebody. A lot of time, the only thing that changed was location, location, location. See, if the truth be told, a lot of folks are in church drinking. A lot of folks are in church. They're smoking dope. A lot of folks are in church. They're chasing women, are chasing men. Fornicating over him, fornicating over there, little bit over here, everywhere. We're doing the same old thing. We just changed scenery. And a demon done attached himself to you know why? Because we are still holding on to our sin, and as a result, the demon is still holding on to us. And so sometimes what God has to do, he has to send a demon in our life to whoop us. Give us a good whoop. Because why is that? Because many of us are not in our head to let go of our sins. Why is that? Because the reason we got a sin problem is because the Bible talks about the pleasure of sin. sin is pleasurable. See, if sin was hot like a hot fire, many of us would not sin because we'll keep getting burnt in the hot fire. But the reason that we keep sinning is because there's so much pleasure. And so what God has to do, he has to put something in our life to bring us down, to bring us down, to bring us down, to make us want to get back up. Then sometimes there's a generational thing in our life. Sometimes grandmama was a witch. She was into some kooky stuff, putting hexes on folks. A man treats you like that. Let me show you what to do for that man. You just sprinkle some stuff around his house there. Go put some stuff there around his house. Put some stuff of that. I bet he never will mess with you again. He'll never mess with another woman. Putting stuff around. Grandmama died. But that demon didn't die. It's like the old soldiers never died. They just fade away. Demons don't die. They just move from one generation to the next. And see, there are some folks that mama had this disease or had this problem, and grandmama had this problem. And see, grandmama could have been walking like a duck. Now, when grandmama died, their mama started walking like a duck. Now that daughter is thinking that, well, since my grandmama walked like a duck and my mama was walking like a duck, then I'm going to be walking like a duck. But listen to me. The devil is a lie. I say the devil is a lie. Just because grandmama walked like a duck and mama walked like a duck don't mean you gotta walk like a duck. Just because mama had this strange cough and grandmama had this strange cough don't mean that you got to have this strange cough. You don't have to have what they got. You can be loose from your infirmity. You can be loose. You don't have to have what they had. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. When I look at this text, let me give you three things right quick and then I'm done. The reason I know that you can be loose, because you didn't break. I say because you didn't break. See, what was the devil trying to do in this lady's life? He was trying to break her down. He was trying to break her. But this lady, the only thing she would do was bend. See, the devil was trying to break her spirit. See, the devil just ain't out to destroy your body. He's after your soul. He's after your spirit. He was trying to break that lady's spirit, to turn her to being a bad Christian, a complaining Christian, a belly-aching Christian, always talking about her problems. He was trying to break her where she didn't want to go to church no more. She didn't want to read her Bible no more. She didn't even want to hang around church people no more. But the devil didn't break her spirit. The only thing the devil done was bent her. But she kept on going. She went on to church anyway. Even though she was bent over, she went to church anyway. She kept reading her Bible anyway. She kept praising the Lord anyway. Even though she couldn't walk right. Even though she couldn't talk right. She kept praising the Lord. She was bent, but she didn't break. I don't know what you've been going through, but the devil been trying to bend you out of shape. But you can be loose this morning. You can be loose because you bent, but you didn't break. He didn't break you. He tried to get you to give up on church, give up on Bible study, give up on singing in the choir, give up on ushering in the usher board, give up on the church of God. You bent. Oh, yeah, he bent you, but you didn't break. Oh, yeah. Some of you got a stomachache. You bent, but you didn't break. Some of you got a backache. You bent, but you didn't break. Some of you got a headache. You bent, but you didn't break. Some of you got leg problems. You bent, but you didn't break. You didn't break. You didn't break. Number two. The reason you can be loose because you're a child of God.
Hallelujah.
If you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, you can be loose.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, this lady, ought she not be loose because she is a daughter of Abraham. What did that mean? That meant that she was entitled to some benefits. See, when I used to work for Frito-Lay, I used to get dental insurance, health insurance, all kind of insurance. Why? Because I was an employee of Frito-Lay. In the same way, when you become a child of God, you got a benefit package. And part of your benefit package is divine healing. Every now and then, God would just give you some divine healing and say, heal, child of God, and heal that headache. Heal, child of God, and heal that stomachache. Heal, child of God, and heal that backache. Heal, child of God. Whatever the infirmity is, God can heal you of that. Oh, I know the devil is a liar, church. See, you're going to be healed regardless. As a child of God, you're going to be healed regardless. Don't you put your lip out when you get sick, because you're going to be healed regardless. Don't you start complaining when you get sick, because you're going to be healed regardless. Whether in time or whether in eternity, you're going to be healed. See, what God will do, God will either take sickness out of your body, take sickness away from you, or take you away from your sickness. But you gonna be loose. You're gonna be healed. Oh, I know I'm right. See, the devil, he sends spirits into your life, and they ain't nothing but a hitchhiker. That's what a spirit is. He may attach himself, but he can't go all the way to heaven with you. He's going to have to get out sooner or later. It's just like when you pick up a hitchhiker, you determine how far that hitchhiker going to go. You tell that hitchhiker where he needs to get out. And I come by to tell you today, some of us need to tell that old spirit of infirmity, you get out today. You get out today. Get out of here today, old devil. Get out today. You don't owe him anything. He ain't doing but riding free in your life. Get him out today. That's why at the end of this service today, we're going to have a special altar prayer today, because we need to get this freeloader, the devil, off our back today. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The morning is here, y'all. The morning done come. You can be loose. One more reason you can be loose. Because God is for you. You can be loose because God is for you. When I look at this text here, it was God's will that this woman be loose. Jesus looked at that woman he saw. He told her to come here, woman. A woman came over there, and Jesus looked at her. He said, woman, thou art loosed. of your infirmity. Then he put his hands on her back. And the Bible says that lady who was bent double raised up. And when she got up and stood up straight, she kept going. She lifted up and she started praising, giving God some praise, giving God the glory. And the Bible says it made the ruler of the synagogue mad. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody gonna get mad at you praising the Lord but the devil crowd. That's all. The devil crowd, they don't want you to see. You was made to praise God. Man started fussing. Come back. There's 6 days that a person ought to go see a doctor and get healed. They ain't got no business coming down here on the Sabbath day. Now, what I like about Jesus, this lady didn't have to speak up for herself. Jesus spoke up for this woman. See, when you got the Lord in your life, let the Lord be the Lord. Quit acting like you the Lord and fighting your own battles. The Lord will fight your battles for you. You move out the way. Move out the way. Move out the way. Let the Lord. Let the Lord. I like what the Lord. Lord looked at that man and he said, "You hypocrite. Don't y'all take your donkey and your ox and loose him on the Sabbath day and take him down there and get water? Should not this woman who's a daughter of Abraham be loose on the Sabbath day?" Oh, I love Jesus. Jesus is not a sissy. He's not a wimp. You know, I get so tired of these wimpy kind of preachers and sissy kind of preachers. They try to sugarcoat everything. But Jesus wasn't trying to sugarcoat nothing. Jesus called a spade a spade. He called a snake a snake. He called a fox a fox. He called a hypocrite a hypocrite. That's what we need today. And I don't know what you're going through, child of God, but those hypocrites may be saying some bad things about you on your job. Those hypocrites may be saying some bad things about you even in the church. Those old hypocrites may be saying some bad things about you in your family. But my Bible tells me, if God be for me, it don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter who's against me. It don't matter. If the truth be told, if God had not been on our side, where would any of us be? You can be loose. You can be loose, man of God. You can be loose, woman of God. You can be loose, child of God. You can be loose. Be loose today. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly, we thank you.
Send down the glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.